Each Monday, the Community Action Partnership of Sonoma County hosts a community conversation on race. On July 27th, the conversation focused on the experience of local Black business owners. In this excerpt, moderator Joy Dennard asked Letitia Henke about the barriers she's faced as CEO of her own roofing company in Santa Rosa.
When I went to start a company, I was, you know, attempting to get a loan, and I got laughed at when I said I wanted to, you know, start a company and I couldn't get a loan. It was very difficult. I had to work a lot harder. And I knew other people, especially other women, white women, that were starting their businesses, getting access to capital, starting their businesses while I'm still struggling to figure out why are people laughing at me when I'm, you know, trying to get money. Even just in Sonoma County, where there are opportunities for Black women to speak, or attend events and actually be the speaker or the keynote speakers. There are so many amazing Black women in this community, and we're not getting asked to be keynotes or speakers when we can speak on many different subjects. So I'm seeing that this is beginning to be a conversation, and I'm hoping that more people will reach out as they have over the last few weeks. But I wanna see that continue, not just, you know, 4 to 5 weeks, but to continue on.
Letitia, how has all the unrest affected your relationships with your partner or kids? Oh.
I have an 18-year-old son. My 18-year-old son, he's multiracial, but he's seen, you know, when you look at him, he's Black. And the conversations that I've had to have with him, he saved up a bunch of money for 2 years to buy himself a car, beautiful Lexus. He pays everything on, he's worked hard, he pays every month, and he drives that car around. And sometimes he works late when he was working for an event company. And the conversation that I start having with him is, you know, if you get pulled over by the police, you know, don't reach for your glove box, you know, keep your hands on the steering wheel. These kind of conversations that I'm always having, even when he walks to get the mail at our PO box, at our box, I'm just like, you know, be careful, watch your back. And I keep asking myself, why do I have to continue? Why do I have to do that with my son? And people don't understand, you know, specifically white people, what that is like as a mother. And these conversations that I have to be having with my son, and he's asking, well, my white friends, you know, parents aren't talking to them about those kind of things, you know, and him trying to understand as he goes into this world, you know, as he's almost 18, he's about to go in that world. And it's scary for me as a mom to think that I don't want to get that phone call, you know, that they thought he was accidentally reaching. So it's scary. It's scary.
For our final thought, Letitia, what is one thing you want people to know about being a Black woman?
One thing I want people to know about being a Black woman? Number one, we're regular people. That's number one. I mean, I was bullied as a kid. You know, I was bullied as a kid because I was Black. And it was mainly because people kept thinking I was different. That I'm a different person. I'm different from them because I have darker skin. I'm different from them because I'm of African descent. I am a person. That's what it is for me.
That was Letitia Henke, CEO of ARS Roofing, talking with Joy Dennard from the Community Action Partnership. You can hear their entire conversation at norcalpublicmedia.org.